Police in the Queensland town of St George say it's unlikely residents will be allowed back into their homes until the weekend at the earliest. Floodwaters there appear to have finally peaked just below 14 metres. Defence Force personnel have arrived in Mitchell and Roma to assist locals with the recovery effort there. Opposition activists in Syria say up to 100 civilians have been killed in the latest round of violence in the city of Homs. Residents there say government forces have mounted their heaviest bombardment so far. Troops loyal to President Bashar al-Assad have cut off power, communications and supplies to the city. Former British Labour spokesman Alastair Campbell and comedian Steve Coogan are among the latest people to settle claims for damages over phone hacking. News Corporation is releasing its figures for the first half of the financial year later this morning. The European Aviation Safety Agency has ordered all Airbus A380s to be checked for cracks in their wings. Safety officials made the decision following initial checks made by planes operated by Air France, Emirates and Singapore Airlines. Qantas has suspended one A380 due to a different kind of cracking. And aluminium giant Alcoa insists the carbon tax has nothing to do with its move to renew operations at its Geelong plant. Managing Director Alan Kransberg won't rule out job losses or closure of the smelter at Point Henry. Mr. Kransberg says the company hopes to keep the plant open.